Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 272 for Wednesday, February 18th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was weaker Wednesday, following the decline seen in Chicago soybean and soy oil futures. Values were anywhere from $2 to $3.50 lower. The May contract was the most active and down $2.90 at $463.10 per ton. Profit-taking on recent advances and a pickup in farmer selling in Western Canada after Tuesday's gains also put downward pressure on the market. The large South American soybean supply situation added to the bearish tone, as did increasing selling of soybeans by farmers in both the U.S. and South America. However, some spillover support came from the advances seen in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures overnight. Steady commercial demand, positive chart signals, and weakness in the value of the Canadian dollar also limited the losses. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., corn, wheat, and soybean futures were moving lower on Wednesday. Soybean futures were anywhere from 8 to 14 cents lower, the May contract down 11 and 3/4 cents at $10 per bushel. Profit-taking and an increase in farmer selling after Tuesday's rally weighed on the market. Further downward pressure came from expectations that South America's bean crop will be very large, despite a slower harvest pace so far. However, signs that export demand for U.S. soybeans remains fairly strong helped to limit the downside. Corn futures were also lower following the decline seen in soybeans and wheat. Prices were anywhere from 5 to 7 cents softer, made down 6.5 cents at $3.91 per bushel. The March contract was down 6 cents. Weakness in crude oil values also weighed on corn. A pickup in farmer selling following recent gains and strength in the U.S. dollar index added to the bearish tone. Though ideas that recent cold weather in the U.S. Midwest will increase demand for corn as an animal feed were supportive. Wheat values were down sharply, reacting to news that Egypt canceled a recent bid for U.S. wheat, as they said prices were too expensive. Values were anywhere from 6 to 10 cents lower in Chicago, May down 7 and 3/4 cents at $5.24 per bushel. Strength in the U.S. dollar index and a lack of any fresh export demand news from other countries further undermined values. Though optimism that Egypt could renew its bid for U.S. wheat prices if prices fall enough on Wednesday and throughout the rest of the week helped to limit the losses. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, February 18th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.